This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is just about 5:08 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And you know, this morning was the 94th Academy Awards and it looked like any other Oscar Awards ceremony. People were in dresses, things were going just peachy until Will Smith walked on stage and hit host Chris Rock on the face for making a joke about his wife, Jada Pinkett Smith. So we're going to use this as a springboard to talk about the moment itself, but also what it means to lose your temper in public, not just for yourself, but also for everyone else involved.
There's so many layers to what happened, right? Because Will Smith was himself nominated for Best Actor for King Richard. He went on to actually win the award and quite sort of in this complicated emotional way had to go up back on stage after that slap had happened to accept his Best Actor award. Basically, Chris Rock was presenting the Oscar for Best Documentary and made a passing joke about Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, being in G.I. Jane 2 because of the fact that she had a shaved head. Now, back in December last year, Jada Pinkett Smith had announced that she was shaving her head after struggling with alopecia, which is an autoimmune disorder that causes hair loss. It seemed like the joke had passed. And you know, it was one of those moments where Chris Rock himself had kind of moved on. And then suddenly Will Smith walked on stage and proceeded to essentially, as you said, smack Chris Rock across the face. There was a lot of cussing that ensued later as well. It did seem like a joke at first, but then once he went back to his seat and continued yelling, it progressed that it wasn't a joke.
So I think we can describe it all we like, but if you haven't seen it, the best way to get a sense of what happened is to hear a little bit of it. Here it is.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? Uh-oh, Richard. Oh, wow. Wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
Wow, dude. It was a G.I. Jane jump.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
I'm going to, okay? That was a greatest night in the history of television. Okay.
That's a strong recovery, you have to say. You know, I don't know if I would have been able to. So after that, as you pointed out, he won his first Oscar and had to come back from that moment somehow. But he was also calmed down by Denzel Washington and Tyler Perry. I'm not sure who calmed down Chris Rock. Following on from that, the LAPD did confirm that Chris Rock will not be filing a police report. And the Academy released a statement saying that the Academy does not condone violence of any form. Tonight, we are delighted to celebrate our 94th Academy Award winners who deserve this moment of recognition from their peers and movie lovers around the world. Now, I wanted to read that from the Academy because I think it gets at something that really bothers me. I think aside from the violence, which was shocking, the actual physical violence, I think, you know, verbal assault is one thing, but to actually get up on stage and hit someone else when you could conceivably say a fair amount of the world, the literal world is watching is one thing. But the other thing is the Academy Awards are a special night for everyone who attends and who is nominated. It's a thing. You know, for some people, they're not going to be nominated more than this. The people who won today aren't going to have this exact moment repeat again. And when something like this happens, I think it really robs everyone else who's there of their time. And that's what ties in some ways to our larger picture today or the larger point that we're trying to make about temper and anger and how displaying it in public affects everyone, right? Whether it's the recipient, whether it's witnesses, whether it's people who are just, I don't know, affected by it.
That's exactly it, right? I mean, we all don't have to be Oscar nominees or celebrities to understand what it feels like when you're out in a public space doing something that you're there to do or, you know, at an event, something that's probably a special night for many people, and someone else loses their temper, engages in something that's disruptive and shocking. But ultimately, then that whole event, the tone, the tenor, the mood becomes shaped by that through no control of the other people there. And that's essentially what it means, because anger in itself is tough, I understand, and has its roots in many things. But when you take it to a public space and when you make it other people's problem, the mood of it, it left a bad taste in my mouth and just sort of did turn the ceremony into something that it didn't have to be. Both of these are powerful men. They could have resolved this in so many other ways. It didn't have to play out like this.
Yeah, I think that about sums it up. That particular sentence in the end, especially, it did not have to play out like this. There are very few other settings in which this would have been, if not condoned, I mean, I don't think it was condoned, but in which it would even have happened. Like we said, Will Smith sat back down and won his award, went up there and gave a speech, and I assumed it the after-party rounds. And so it was a strange, you know, act of violence after which things seemed to resume as normal. I'm not sure. So we're talking today about public anger in light of what happened this morning when Will Smith walked on stage and hit Chris Rock on the face for making a joke about his wife. Let us know, what did you make of this moment? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Become fabulous millionaires. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:14 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And we are talking today about public anger, that moment where people lose their temper in public. And this is because this morning that appeared to happen to eventual Oscar winner Will Smith when he walked on stage after Chris Rock made a joke about his wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, and hit him across the face. It's uncertain whether it was a smack or a slap. The point being, it was hard. There was a recoil. It was a real moment. And that's what we're discussing today. What did you make of it? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at PFM Radio. Joining us now to talk about this issue is Dr. Chua Suk Ning, founder and clinical psychologist at Relate Malaysia. Suk Ning, as always, a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so you know we have to ask, were you watching the Oscars this morning and did you see the moment?
No, but I did catch up with my Hollywood news later on, but I didn't watch the Oscars live.
What are some of the potential knock-on effects of someone as famous as Will Smith doing this on such a public space?
I don't know, actually. I think, you know, it just seems to be now everyone has a comment about something. Some people are supportive, some people are not. And, you know, I think we don't need to figure out what's going to happen to Will Smith. I think it's more important to figure out what we want to do with our own anger, which we all do have.
Mm. So I think for us, what we were considering here was really, you know, does this, if children watched it, does it teach them that it's okay to hit someone when you're angry? You know, I think that it's not so much about him as a person because he's rich and famous, but really the general knock-on effects of seeing a famous, prominent person engage in physical violence when they lose their temper.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a great point you brought up. And I think most of the time we don't actually know how to deal with anger productively. You know, so if parents might see that and the kids would ask, can I slap someone across the face? And parents say, you should never be angry. You know, and that's not very helpful either, because anger is a natural emotion that tells you something that you, something that's important to you has been violated. You know, so anger is a great emotion to help you protect. But how to express anger constructively to actually get you where you want to go, right? To get, you know, maybe in Will Smith's case is to have his wife respected, not to be made fun of. You know, slapping someone on the face doesn't get you that. Neither does, you know, all the other behaviors that we see often when someone explodes.
So help us understand what goes through a person's mind when they lose their temper, especially in public.
I have no idea, actually. I think it differs. You know, I don't know what happens in someone's mind. I think generally people are conscious of their social environment. So they try to, I guess, appear socially acceptable, and it's not that socially acceptable to start yelling. So I can only assume that often when somebody is sort of losing it, quote unquote, this big wave of energy, because anger is just energy, right? It's this large release of energy that might have been pent up. And I don't think they're thinking a lot at that point in time.
And what then causes it to escalate further into physical violence?
That one, I don't think physical violence happens for everyone. Right? I really do think a lot of us do get angry. A lot of us shout at home alone. A lot of us shout at loved ones. And a lot of us also don't go into physical violence. So I think, you know, there are probably some risk factors that led you to think violence is an acceptable way. But it's also probably for all of us, we, as I said before, we're not learning how to deal with anger. You know, just saying don't be angry is not the way, you know. So we can think about anger as it's saying, as I said, it tells us something important to us is being violated. And if we think about it, what is it actually saying? So what does Will Smith value? What do you value when you're angry? You know, when you're on the road, maybe you value safety. That's why you're getting angry at everyone who's driving unsafe, you know. And so if you value safety by then becoming very angry and driving unsafely, you're actually violating your own value. So if you value safety and that, you know, that should rule was then violated and you got angry, so what can you do that's actually in line with your own values? So that's, I think that's one way that you can kind of try to understand your anger and then act in ways that actually are more constructive.
At the risk of sounding like I'm asking you to do your job on air, I'm just really curious to know how
I'll charge you after.
we'll talk. I'm just curious to know how somebody gets there, because I hear you on the point about, you know, reconsidering or at least considering your values, weighing them out and thinking, okay, maybe in this moment, it isn't just about this. It could instead be about these other issues, or it could instead be about me feeling threatened in this very particular way. And I guess for people who find themselves losing their temper or feeling anger, perhaps more often than not, what are some ways to take that step back and consider, okay, you know, aside from feeling constantly irritable or constantly on edge, what kind of information am I actually receiving right now? Like, what should I be filtering?
Yeah. So I would also say, you know, obviously don't know Will Smith, but he can reach out anytime. But that on a public stage with, you know, the cameras on you, I don't think this is necessarily representative of him. And, you know, that's quite a high pressure situation. So I think for us ordinary mortals, if you find yourself on edge every day, something's not right in your life. And, you know, if you're constantly irritable, I mean, irritation is also a sign of depression. And so sometimes, you know, our anger is saying something that we get angry when we're hurt, when we're anxious. So, you know, I often tell the story, hopefully my mom's not listening to this, but, you know, when I used to call her and she wouldn't pick up the phone, I would be anxious that something would happen to her. But instead of saying, I'm anxious, mom, I'll get angry. I'm like, why aren't you picking up the phone? Which would make me sound like a monster on radio. But, you know, there's just that anger that comes out. So I said, anger is often a feeling that helps us to feel powerful instead of feeling that vulnerability that we often actually do, right? That hurt or that fear. So one way to kind of say, man, why am I so angry all the time? It could also be that, why am I so, something is scary right now. Something is really hurtful. I mean, I don't know how to deal with it other than to get angry. So taking a step back and kind of just allowing yourself to experience maybe a softer emotion.
Let's talk about the other people who are a part of this, right? Starting with Chris Rock, who was on the receiving end of this. Mm-hmm. What goes into trying to manage a situation when you're not the aggressor, but nonetheless are very much a part of it?
I think it is scary. I mean, I would say for, you know, domestic violence is quite prevalent in Malaysia, and it went up during COVID-19 times. Keep yourself safe, first of all. You know, you don't need to be the one to say, I need to calm this person down. And so be safe is sort of your first thing. And if that person escalates again, I think sometimes we blame ourselves, you know, like, oh, if only I said this, if only I said that, and we really don't know. So allow yourself to call a timeout, keep yourself safe, and step away from the situation. Right? Because I do think an explosive anger that can be aggressive is quite scary.
And, you know, in general, I think that public displays of anger can feel very, very shameful. What advice would you give to someone in terms of managing their anger in public settings, especially if they're finding themselves, again, you know, I'm referring to a hypothetical person who might be feeling this way a lot.
Mm-hmm. There's no shame. I mean, Okay, society might judge you. I think society is quite judgmental, as we're even talking about Will Smith, someone we don't know about. But, you know, the fact that you realize something is not right, you know, the fact that you realize you don't, this is not you, is a great step forward, you know, because so what, where you are right now is just saying like, you're not happy. And how you're behaving and how you're feeling is really not who you are. And so that's okay. You just haven't figured out a better way to sort of express this and figure out what's going on. And so I really then recommend go talk to someone about it. That's the best. It's very difficult to figure it out alone.
What does making amends look like when it comes to something like this? How do you apologize or deal with the situation after you've calmed down?
There's a lot of research on what make good apologies. You know, that's obviously accepting that your role in the situation and what you have done wrong and not making excuses and asking that person for forgiveness. Now, that also comes with that accepting that that person may not accept your apology. And that's okay. You know, like you take your step first and give that person time. But so I would always say, you know, like focus on yourself first rather than trying to figure out what other people are going to do and get yourself healthy.
Sukning, anything you'd like to leave us with?
Oh, yes. Well, I actually leave you with a quote from my supervisor. He said, anger is energy to problem solve, to do the right thing in the right way, in the service of your values. And I really like that because it allows us to see anger just as energy and that it can be really productive. We just need to figure it out.
Sukning, as always, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
You're welcome.
That was Dr. Chua Sukning, founder and clinical psychologist at Relate Malaysia, talking to us about, in many ways, anger, but particularly losing your temper in public. We're discussing this because this morning at the Academy Awards, Will Smith walked on stage after Chris Rock made a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith's wife, and smacked him across the face and then kind of went back to his seat and continued to yell at him. And so we were just talking about this moment, but also more broadly using it as a way to discuss anger and how we can manage that. We'd like to hear from you, though. What did you make of this moment? But also, if you'd like to share, I think we can all use a bit of help in this area. How do you manage your anger? What do you do that works for you? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, we have a tweet that's come through from Roberta, which I think is making an interesting point.
Roberto says, why are we condoning the fact that when a joke is about someone's medical condition, it's not a joke, but a bully? I wonder how we could have reacted if anyone jokes about our relative's condition. I don't like physical violence. I just think we're losing the point. Roberto, actually, I mean, at least on my part, I don't think that that joke was necessarily okay. I think it's merely the response to it felt so aggressive and dramatic and in many ways escalated to a point that it shouldn't have. That's almost moving away from the initial joke. And I almost feel like if this hadn't happened, we would be better positioned to talk about maybe we should stop making jokes about people's appearances and health conditions.
So I don't think that it's necessarily condoning the original joke to talk about physical violence that followed it, right? Because that really was shocking and also unacceptable. And even here, you know, I hesitate to call it equally unacceptable because I'm not sure that it is in fact equal, which is maybe the point here, that in such an outsized reaction, the dynamic shifted quite a bit. I will say that in our off-air discussion when Sharmila and I were discussing it, this was something that really, it did bother me. I do think that in general, perhaps moving away from remarks, even if they are casual or offhand remarks based on appearance, might be a good thing. Because in this case, I know that the joke ultimately ended up being about somebody's medical condition, but I don't think that when it was made, that was the intent. I think that the intent was an appearance joke. And then it ended up being actually that there is a medical condition behind it, which made it all the more terrible. And so in that sense, it's funny, right? Because the comparison that has been made is to Ricky Gervais and everyone pointing out that Ricky Gervais did these things for years and nobody ever threatened him with physical violence. He didn't do a lot of appearance-based jokes. He tended to skewer them based on their values and, you know, all these different things. So, yeah, I don't know. I think it is a complex issue, though.
I think it's that thing that, you know, we can talk about both at the same time. Mm. I think it's okay to call out the violence. It's also okay to call out these kinds of jokes. And I go back to that thing we tell children, right? If someone uses their words, then use your words back at them. Don't escalate to violence. And that's something that adults also should absolutely remember.
So we're talking today about public displays of, sadly, not affection, but anger. And this came because Will Smith hit Chris Rock during the Oscars today after he made a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith. We would like to hear from you. Firstly, what did you make of this moment? But also, more importantly, perhaps, how do you manage your anger? If you'd like to share your tips with us, you can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at PFM Radio. We will be back after this to see what's being said on Twitter about this very issue, but also for your messages. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.